Welcome back to the clubhouse here in the McAdoo studios. Kyle Bailey, Danny Noakes, Christian Fohr, and now Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com. He talks to us every Friday here in the second hour. You can follow him on Twitter at Chris Coleman TSL. Follow Danny on Twitter at Danny Noakes, and follow me at the clubhouse KB. And of course, check out the fine work over at TechSideline.com. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Doing well. We've had an interesting week. Yesterday, we talked to Buzz Williams and recapped that win on Wednesday night over Wake Forest. 3-1 in conference play. This is the same team that lost to Alabama State in the opener, right? And so I told Danny, I said, that this tells me two things. He's got a group of coachable kids, and he's a pretty damn good coach. I mean, those are two things that I think are pretty clear. When you take a group that lost to Alabama State, obviously there were going to be some growing pains, and we all realized that coming in, but to go from losing that opener to a team that you had no business losing to winning three of your first four in league play, one of which was over the fourth-ranked team in the country, this group has come a long way, and especially without Ahmed, without Chris, and without Johnny Hamilton.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and you know there's still going to be growing pains.
Yep.
You know, we might win two or three ACC games the rest of the year. I mean, because if we keep playing defense like we did on Wednesday night, we're not going to win too many more, right?
That's right.
There's very few games you're going to win where you allow the other team to shoot 59%, including 66.7% in the second half. That was pretty incredible. But at the same time, you know, you've seen this team grow. I think Justin Robinson is the most improved player since ACC play began. I think we've seen Zach Lede refine his game some. You know, when he was playing the Arkansas Pine Bluffs of the world, he was just going right over guys in the paint, scoring 20, 25 points a game, things like that. When he started playing West Virginia and St. Joe's and these ACC teams, he was having trouble scoring because, you know, the bigs are just taller and more athletic. And taller and more athletic than him, quite frankly. So
yeah.
He had to start scoring in a different way. We've seen him do that the last few games. He's knocking down the three-pointer. Even against Duke in the second half, he didn't have a good first half, but in the second half he played well, started hitting mid-range jumpers and things like that. So I like the Zach Lede we're seeing right now. He's made an adjustment in the middle of the season to face bigger competition. And Justin Bibbs finally, you know, got some other parts of his game. I think he only averages about three attempted shots per game that is not a three-pointer. And finally the other day we saw him become more of a well-rounded Justin Bibbs. And hopefully that continues because he's got a lot of potential when he does things besides just settling for three-point attempts.
The first thing about that game against Wake Forest, I think, that I want to address is Demon Deeks did shoot 59% from the field, but at the same time you would think that shooting 50%, shooting from the three-point range, 45%, and then 83% from the line, you're probably going to put yourself in a nice position to win a game.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when you score 29 points from the free throw line, Buzz Williams said when he first got hired at Virginia Tech, one of the questions is, you know, what are the things he's looking for on the stat sheet after every game? And I remember him mentioning making more free throws than the other team attempted. And Virginia Tech has done that for the most part this year. I think they're fifth in the country in free throw attempts, and they're 12th in the country in free throw makes. They might not necessarily shoot a high percentage for every single game, although they did against Wake Forest, but they do make a lot of free throws. When you're 12th in the country in free throws made, that means you're getting to the line a lot. So, you know, I think that's a big deal. I think you know, having Zach Lede and having Kerry Blackshear, you know, just two much better post options than Virginia Tech had last year. And then you've got guys who can get to the glass this year and get to the free throw line like Seth Allen can, and like we saw Justin Robinson do the other night. He was really, really assertive. And you know, Justin Bibbs, free throw shooting can be a big part of his game too if he's more assertive. He's shooting about, what, 50% from three-point range?
Yeah, well, right around there. Top three in the country, something like that?
Yeah, he's been up there in the top five the entire year. I think he was leading it there for a while. So that would translate to being a good free throw shooter, you would think. Now, he didn't have a good percentage early in the year. It was actually around 45% earlier in the year while he was shooting 60% from three-point range. But we saw him make his free throws the other night. He's just got to get there and get into rhythm and things like that. But with a guy with his stroke, he can be an 80% free throw shooter, in my opinion, and score a lot of points from the line. And I think that could potentially be a big weapon for the team, you know, from here on out. I mean, for the rest of his career, if he can get to the line on a consistent basis. He's just got to make sure he comes out and he's assertive every single day.
Well, it was just real quick. It was really funny in the post-game press conference when Buzz mentioned that he didn't think that they shot that poorly from the free throw line. If you take Shane Henry's statistics out, I thought it obviously was making fun of Shane Henry, but that was pretty telling. Obviously, yeah. Shane didn't get to the free throw line that night anyway.
He did not. And you know, Buzz is right. That's probably for the best. But it was, you know, it's more to it than that. I mean, the first half of the season, like I said, Bibbs was shooting 45% from the line. There's no way Justin Bibbs should shoot 45% from the line, right? I mean, absolutely not.
I don't think anyone should. Yeah, right. I think everyone should shoot that.
Yeah, of course, of course. And you know, Kerry Blackshear. Blackshear is better than his. I think he's a better shooter than his free throw numbers indicate. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they have confidence in him to take three pointers, then they should have confidence in him at the free throw line, right? And those were two big free throws he made the other night. He went into that trip to the line at 15 of 31 on the year. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh my goodness, just please make one of two. and then he made them both.
Now, I haven't checked the box score for minutes yet, but it did feel like we saw less of Kerry Blackshear
foul
the
trouble.
Other night. And I knew that was part of it, but you also had some other guys that were flirting with some foul trouble, mm-hmm. so I wasn't sure if that was a matchup thing or if Buzz had some frustration with Kerry. I mean, we didn't ask him that yesterday, but I was kind of wondering about that.
You know, I think he got it taken to him there a little bit. I think it was foul trouble, and then he got frustrated, and then he was just playing against a really good player. I didn't think Satchel Pierce fared any better defensively against Devin Thomas than Kerry Blackshear did. I just think he didn't get in foul trouble, and I think Satchel Pierce played closer to his potential against Wake Forest than Kerry Blackshear did. And, you know, that's one of those things. I mean, Kerry Blackshear is still a very young player. I thought he played pretty well in the first mm-hmm. three ACC games, and I'm very excited about his future, but that was a tough matchup for him, man. Devin Thomas is a good player.
Well, be good to see him go away.
Yeah. He seems like he's one of those sixth-year seniors, right?
I said that, and he's only a junior.
Mm-hmm. Is he really only a junior?
I looked it up the other day. I mean, unless I'm wrong about this, I looked it up when we were talking to Laser on Monday, right. As a matter of fact. Like, he feels like he's got to be 30 years old. He's been there forever. But no, he's just been playing since he was a true freshman. It does feel like he's been there for a long time, but he is really talented.
Yeah, he is. The other thing, though, about Kerry Blackshear, he made, and it seems like he comes up with one really big play each game. Uh-huh. And this game, I can't remember I think it was early in the second half when shot clock was winding down. Kerry had to put up a shot and just he took it real strong to the hole and it was a tough layup he finished. That was a
really big shot and then the two free throws late. So yeah. You're right. He's been coming up with huge shots for Virginia Tech recently. I mean, was it the three-pointer he made against Virginia and then the offensive rebounds he had late in overtime in the NC State game? I know he's made some huge shots for Virginia Tech in their little winning streak here.
The one thing that I told Danny about yesterday, and you know how Buzz is. You ask him a question, and if he's interested in answering the question, he's going to go on as long as he needs to answer that question.
You might get three questions the whole interview.
Exactly, yeah. and that's fine. You know, he's always substantive and entertaining, but the one thing we didn't really get to was Justin Robinson, who the more I watch this kid, you know, Buzz was raving about him, as Danny said in the post game the other night, was talking about him being a fighter. Well, I mean, I just saw a kid who likes to scrap, you know, and who loves to get to the rim, who doesn't shy away from contact, who has tremendous court vision. I think that one-handed pass, you know, baseball pass he threw in transition the other night, you probably remember that.
Oh, yeah,
which
impressive.
I mean, just threaded the needle. I mean, he's really shown me some things that he's an ACC player and his ceiling's pretty high.
I agree. You know, he didn't get off to the fastest start in the world. But he showed a lot of toughness and a lot of scrappiness, and I think he's got the potential to be a pretty good defender, a guy who can knock down open shots, a guy who can get into the lane. I mean, I think he's got a chance to be a good player for Tech. I wish he was a couple inches taller, but, you know, I mean, this is Virginia Tech basketball. I mean, if he was a couple inches taller, there's a good chance he might not be here.
Yeah, and what's his Mitoglou or whatever? He's probably glad Justin Robinson wasn't a couple
inches
taller.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, probably so. But, you know, I think toughness is a undervalued skill. I mean, just guys like Justin Robinson and Chris Clark, you know, when I don't think you can sit there and rate them and give them an A in any particular thing. You know, they're not A shooters, they're not A defenders. Maybe Clark's an A rebounder for his position. You know, but if you consider toughness and scrappiness to be a skill, which I do actually, I think you give them both an A in that regard, and those are the type of players we need at Virginia Tech. And you throw Ahmed Hill in there too, because I think he's the same type of player.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get all three of those guys on the court together next year.
They all have very similar styles of play, just high motor guys, OKGs, I believe is what Buzz calls them, right?
Yeah.
Our kind of guy. And he really did rave about Justin Robinson in that postgame presser. He was talking about how he loved his parents, but that the way he was brought up really kind of made Robinson, a well-rounded individual outside of the game, but you know, he brings that toughness and that expectation and you know, some little bit of discipline, but with some scrappiness to him, you know, a little fire. It showed in that game against Wake Forest.
I think every team, you know, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, has a player, and I'm always interested in this every year for the football team, like, which player on the team would you least like to fight?
Like,
for me, it's probably, on the football team, it's probably Wyatt Teller, not because he's huge,
massive.
But because he's just...
he's mean.
Because he's mean, and he's kind of nuts, to
and
be
he's,
honest
and
with
he's
you.
Huge.
Yeah. For the basketball team, you know, there's a chance it might be Justin Robinson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably either him or Lede, you know, not the most physically imposing guys in the world for their position, but probably the scrappiest and the toughest.
Right. They did just a couple of crazy looking dudes.
What is it about Zach Lede? We'll go to break here in a second. I asked Buzz this yesterday, and I said, this kid averaged 3.5 points and 2.5 boards per game as a sophomore in the AAC, and he comes to the toughest conference in the country, and he's basically a double-double guy.
Right.
He's averaging 15-9 right now, just a, you know, a hair shy of a double-double guy. How do you identify a guy? I mean, Rockefeller must have seen something, or I don't know what it was, but to bring a guy from the AAC who's averaging 3-2 into the ACC and to get this, I mean, you either have to have a really keen eye for talent or you know something and everybody else doesn't know. I just think that's fascinating.
Well, was Stan Heath coaching USF?
Yes,
then?
I believe so.
See, I've never thought he was a very good coach. And, you know, some people just develop at different times. And, you know, a redshirt year sometimes can go a long way. And plus, I think Lede is the tough, scrappy type that is a good fit for a Buzz Williams basketball team. And you know, I remember watching his highlight tape from USF, and I was impressed in the variety of ways in which he could score. And he's starting to show that. You know, in the non-conference part of the schedule, he was just a traditional low post player, it seemed like. But now that he's had to refine his game, he's showing us some small forward skills,
right,
to be honest with you. I mean, he's still not athletic or anything like that. But, you know, I don't think you can pigeonhole him into one role. He's not necessarily a low post player. He's not necessarily a high post player. I think he's a guy with a lot of variety to his offensive game. And I'm not sure why that wasn't evident more at South Florida. I think some guys develop at different rates, and obviously he's better coached now than he was there, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think so as well. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll continue the conversation as the Hokies are 3-1 in league play, and they get set for Georgia Tech tomorrow down in Atlanta. A chance to go 4-1, squaring off with Adam Smith, who's been playing some really good basketball as of late. Right after the Hokies beat UVA last week, Georgia Tech did the same. So more to get to. We'll talk some off-season football as well. Kyle Bailey, Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com, and Danny Noakes with you until 6 p.m. Keep it locked to Super Sports 101.7.